Now, let's go back to that news. The police in the north have requested additional officers from forces across the UK to help them after a number of incidents and arson over a number of nights continuing last night. And in a recorded message the Chief Constable John Boucher posted online last night, he said the PSNI will do everything to protect the Muslim community.
It's clear to me that you are living in fear from the absolutely unacceptable and brutal violence that's being perpetrated on our streets. And I want to assure you, we will deal with it. We will deal with it when it happens, and we will deal with it by gathering evidence and going getting those responsible and bringing them before the courts, and that they see the full force of the law.
That's the PSNI Chief Constable John Boucher, and Belfast journalist Amanda Ferguson is on the line. There were, of course, as you've been posting in the past few minutes, Amanda, there was more violence last night and there were more arrests too.
Yes, that's right. I'm outside Stormont Castle at the moment because we're expecting the political response to come later today. But as you were saying, police came under attack last night in East Belfast. Bins were set on fire to attempt to entice police into the area. Riot officers were deployed and five arrests have been made. Police dealt with some race-related hate crime. There was criminal damage to homes and cars, and men aged 33, 32, 18 and two men aged 25 were arrested on suspicion of riotous behaviour, possession of a petrol bomb and resisting arrest, and one officer was reported to have been injured. So what we're expecting from today is for Stormont to meet. The First Minister and the Deputy First Minister are expected to say that they'll face down racism. There will be an anti-racism rally at around 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. The Stormont recall happens at about 12, and it's expected John Boucher will speak at some point today again. And as you were mentioning, the mutual aid request has gone in from the PSNI to Britain. We shouldn't exaggerate the significance of this, though, because the PSNI is under-resourced at the moment. You can't just lift an officer out of its uniform and put it into a riot squad. It's specialist trained officers, so the request has been made for some backup from officers from Britain, and they'll be deployed to assist those officers that are dealing with street disorder.
And it's really important what the politicians say and do today, isn't it, Amanda? Because we've been hearing people of colour, you know, saying they're afraid to go to work. They're afraid to walk the streets. And this could have a big impact.
Huge, you know, business owners I've been speaking to, people just wanting to go about their usual business, terrified, staying in the house as much as possible. It's no way for anyone to live. But I think that the anti-racist response there's been from the people of Belfast and the kindness that's being shown has really heartened people. I think it was important that the Chief Constable addressed the fear that there is and the concern that there is among non-white and Muslim communities within Belfast, because I think that some people are a little concerned about the police response, but it's very clear in the commentary that John Boucher made that while so far there's only been 16 arrests, I think that number will increase in the time ahead because the evidence gathering operation has been significant so far.
Yeah, and we heard that clip from Northern Secretary Hilary Benn earlier in the programme. He's also had strong words. He's been very direct. This was racist violence and it's unacceptable. And he clearly wants to see local politicians follow his example there in being very direct when they speak today.
Indeed, there has been some criticism of unionist politicians that perhaps they haven't been as forthright, or some of them haven't been as forthright as they may have been. There was a welcome intervention last night from Her Loyal Voice, which is a feminist loyalist women's group, just being unambiguous in the criticism and not having any sort of buts or maybes in their condemnation of what has been happening. I think that this line that we keep hearing from some politicians about legitimate, genuine, natural concerns isn't going to hold for much longer, because people are viewing that perhaps as, yes, condemnation of what's happening, but also maybe sort of pandering a little bit to people who are engaged in racist behaviour.
Indeed. Okay, and we'll see what happens when Stormont meets later today, and also what happens as a result of that appeal for help from the PSNI.